Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare on this call this night that your will be done. Father, we declare for the shift to take place in our lives. We declare in the name of Jesus that all things are working together for our good. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare peace and safety for the lives of your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that every weapon that will rise up against us, Father, in judgment, we shall condemn it. In the name of Jesus, we declare in the name of Jesus that all things are getting ready to come together and show up so that your glory and your kingdom will be manifested. Father God, we declare healing and strength in the lives of your people. We declare that we are the head and not the tail. We declare in the name of Jesus that supernatural doors will open up on our behalf. We declare and affirm in the name of Jesus that favor will be granted on us. Father, we declare, Lord, that the impossible will be made possible. And Father, we declare that our hands are blessed. We declare wisdom. We declare strength. We declare that thy will be done. We declare anointing. Just anoint us afresh. In the name of Jesus, we declare it, we see it to be so, and we say yes. We're going to also ask all the prophets to pray at least 1 minute, no more than 1 minute. Prophet Sam, let's just open up the line so we can be. Hallelujah. And this is how we're going to start our prayer out. This is how we're going to start the prayer out. We're going to open up the prophetess Barbara Tucker, then prophetess Regina Turner, then prophetess Darlene Gray, then prophetess Olympia Castillo, then prophet William Richards, then prophetess Alice Jackson, she's number 6. Then prophetess Lynetta Ruplay, number 7. Prophetess George Hartley, number 8. Prophetess Terry Stensett, number 9. Prophetess Antoinette Harris, number 10. Prophetess Cindy Philema, number 11. Prophetess Marcia Brown, number 12. And then we're going to have each of the grandchildren say something. Amen. And then we're going to have prophetess. After that, then we're going to have Prophetess Naomi, and Prophetess Maxine will be the one that will close us out. Prophetess Barbara, you can open up now and start our prayer.
Father God, we bless your name, and we thank you for this time to come together to lift your name, Father God, with our petitions, Father God. But Father God, we thank you, Father, for this day of life and breath and our limbs working, Father God. We thank you for being in our right mind. Now, Father God, I'm standing in the gap for the people who have challenges and mental issues, Father God. Just turn those brains around, Father God, and jolt into them your Holy Spirit, Father God. I'm standing in the gap for the elderly, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God, that we may continue to learn of your salvation even through them. I'm standing in the gap, Father God, with the prophets and the prayer warriors, Father God, this day for father and son relationships, that you'll build them and connect them. Mother and daughter relationships, strengthen them, Father God. And also my stepfather, Ronald Blake. Healing, healing, healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I want to thank you for what you did on your death and in your resurrection, Lord God. I want to thank you for just uniting me and you to the other members of your family, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name for just being, letting us be in unity, oh Father God. I want to thank and praise your name for just blessing the nation in this season, oh Father God. I want to thank and praise your name, Lord God, because you've been awesome, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name for just healing the sick everywhere all over this land, oh Father God. I want to thank and praise your name for just standing in the, for me standing in the gap for people that's been pulling, Lord God, asking for prayer. What must I do to be saved, oh dear God, and me being that instrument to walk them through to your kingdom, oh Father God. I want to thank and praise your name for just blessing each and every elderly person that are elders, oh dear God, that you will bless them from the soles of their feet to the top of their heads, oh dear God, that they will continue to be strengthened, oh Father God. I stand in the gap, oh Father God, for the bereaved, oh dear God, in this season that have lost their children in this week, oh Father God. I want to thank and praise your name, Lord God, because you are awesome, Lord God. You are majestic, Lord God. We honor and we worship you, Lord God, and we say thank you on this evening. We just say a special prayer for Zoe Ministries for standing in the gap to be at that wall, to stand for us to be praying for everyone that's not able to pray for themselves, oh Father God. And we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that you deliver us from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the, that you lifted us above all the power of the enemy. We thank you, Lord. Thanks be to God that gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. You said, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We pull down every stronghold of sickness, every stronghold of mental illness, every stronghold of rebellion, every stronghold of witchcraft, every stronghold of poverty and lack. For you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. You redeemed us from poverty. You redeemed us from sickness. You redeemed us from spiritual death. For poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. And for death, you've given us eternal life. We thank you for the victory in the mighty name of Jesus as we lift up our leaders, God. We bless our elders. We bless our prophets. We bless our master prophet. We bless our pastor prophet, Deborah. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We cover them with a wall of fire, impenetrable wall of fire. Cover them and all that concerns them in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
And Father, we just want to thank you for another day, another morning to come before you. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your strength, Father. We thank you for everything that you do for us. We thank you for keeping our families at perfect peace. We thank you for the family that's on this line. We thank you for the prayers that's lifted up, that only you can come and do what you do best. And that's to bring victory to each and every family that's on this line. Father, we thank you for Archbishop Ebenar Jordan. We thank you for the leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the bishop. We thank you for all the pastors that's on this line. We thank you for all the teachers and the evangelists that's on this line. Father, we thank you for the children, Lord, the children. We thank you for the children, keeping the children safe as they travel to and fro. Father, we thank you for the politicians. We thank you for even the president, Lord. Father, grant the wisdom that he's speaking. Father, we just thank you for world peace. We thank you for every country and individual country that's at war right now. Father, give them perfect peace. Father, let them know that you are still in the midst of it all. And we know that you are their number one source and you are their all in all. Father, we thank you for the victory. Father, we thank you for joy. We thank you for strength. Father, we thank you for the healing and even surgery for my great niece, Akia Bay. Father, we just thank you for the good report ahead of time. Father, keep lifting up my daughter, Lene Castillo Watson, And Father, we just thank you for marriages in this season. And we thank you for just growth. We thank you for love. And we thank you for prosperity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks. Lord, knowing, Lord, unto you, Lord, shall the garden of the people be. And we thank you, Father, for your covering, Father, over our lives. We thank you, Father, even as a hen gathered her children and brought them on her wings, Father. So, Lord, your word declare, my God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we thank you for your shadow, my God, of the Almighty over us tonight. We thank you for the covering of your blood. We thank you, Father, for your angels and the mighty assignment, Father. We thank you for the children, my God, among us, Father, for you said, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, you have ordained perfect grace. Father, we thank you, Father, for the leaders of this house, my God, Archbishop Ebon Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, that, Father, you are strengthening, my God. Father, their job, lift them with your strong and mighty right hand of uprightness, Father. And we decree, my God, Lord, let all their enemies be scattered, my God, east, west, north, and south. We thank you, Father, for Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan in the midst, my God. We thank you for Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien, Father, that you continue to renew the youth and continue in old age. And Father, let your giving continue a strong memory, short-time memory, and long-time memory, Father. We thank you for, Lord, every grandchild, every son, every daughter, my God, every sibling, Father, both far and near, we just cover them tonight with your blood, Father. And we assign your angels, my God, to take charge, my God, because you say your angel of the Lord encamped around about this estate. We thank you for our families that you're covering tonight with your blood. And we thank you for your angels on assignment around every coast and every border, every shore, my God. Our Lord, divine protection upon every gate, my God. You assign them among every mountain, every hill, every valley, and every home, my God. We thank you for your blood being applied. And Lord, we give you thanks, Father, for this gathering tonight in the spirit of unity and the spirit of one accord, that your name will and shall be glorified and exalted and lifted up, and the saints will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, again for another opportunity to pray. And thank you, God, for this new day that you have made. We are now on Saturday, May 6th, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you, God, for this technology, this Facebook Live, Lord. Don't let this be the last time we do this, but the first time. And let it continue, God, as often as the prophets need be, because, Lord, we can reach many more people. Oh, God, we thank you, God. And just to have a place of prayer, God, we thank you for this prayer line. I thank you for the master prophet. I thank you for Prophetess Deborah. And I thank you for the vision that they have, God, to reach people, to reach people. Now, God, I thank you for Mother Jordan. I saw her on Facebook Live for a moment there, and I thank you to see her live and well. And I thank you for the family and for all of the children, God. Bless them in a mighty way. And for all of the prophets, those who are on the line and those who are in the home and those who are watching and wherever your prophets are, God, bless them in a mighty way, God, and draw them even closer to this prayer line and let them get involved. Oh, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you. Thank you for Prophetess Regina and her healing, God. Thank you for the healing that you're bringing to your people, God. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your help, O God. Thank you for your provisions, God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your just thank you, God. Just thank you. I thank you. I love you and I praise you. I give you glory. I give you honor. And thank you even for those who have been on the line and who might not be here on tonight for one reason or another. Bless them, God. Bless them in their bodies. Bless them in their home. Bless them in their finances. God, there's so much going on in this world, and even right here in the United States of America. Look upon, God, look upon your people who are calling out, who are in need of your help, God. Look upon our government and help them to make the right decisions, God, because as we go through this Facebook feed and see all of the stuff that's going on, God, you say where, how, what, why. Oh, God, bless your people in a mighty way. Help them to turn to you. Turn to you and turn away from everything else, but to turn to you and pray. God, we know that you're going to help people with this health care, and we know that you're going to help people in their finances and in their homes. Just bless them, God. And I just thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father. We don't take it for granted, Lord. We give you glory and honor and praise this day. We commit our way to you, Father, and you said that you would cause all of our plans to succeed. Father, I lift up our young people that are getting ready to go on summer break. Father, I pray your protection around them. The blood of Jesus cover them. No weapon formed against our loved ones shall prosper in this season. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. I thank you for this prayer, midnight cry, Lord God. Father, you hear our cry, and you answer our prayers, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. I lift up Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah and the Jordan family and all the prophets this day. Lord God, I thank you for prospering the labor of our hands. Everything that we do will turn to gold in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We make a joyful noise unto you, O God, and we come into your presence with singing. We want to give you all honor and praise, O God, and we want to thank you for all that you have done and doing in our life, O God. We want to thank you, O God, for leading us and guiding us, O God. We want to thank you for ordering our step, O God, in your holy and marvelous name. God, we thank you, God, for being a fence all around us, God. We thank you for protecting our children, O God, as they go to and fro to school or wherever have them to go, O God. We thank you, God, for keeping peace among the children that are together in the neighborhoods or in the communities, O God, and in the schools, O God, and on the bus, O God, and at the bus stop, O God. We thank you, God, for keeping peace among them, God, and shielding them and protecting them, O God. We thank you, O God, for relationship healing, O God. We thank you, God, for healing relationships, O God, and we thank you, God, for being a matchmaker, O God. And, God, we thank you, God, for bringing couples to be one in your name and in your way, O God. And we also thank you for allowing us to be one here in this prayer session and this prayer time, O God. And we want to thank you, God, for this midnight cry and prayer, O God. We want to thank you for growth, and we want to thank you for opportunity, O God. We want to thank you, O God, for your healing power, for you are our healer, O God. And we want to thank you for healing us in every aspect of our lives, O God. We want to thank you, O God, for letting us be a co-creator with you, O God. And we want to thank you because, God, when you arise, the enemy scatters, O God. And we want to thank and praise your holy and wonderful name, O God. And, God, though anyone who form against us, O God, whoever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall condemn, O God. We thank and praise your marvelous and holy name. Amen and amen.
Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to come together, and even in this joyful format with a Midnight Cry pajama party on Facebook Live, Lord, thank you for the joyfulness. And Lord, even as your word says, we can give thanks in everything. And so we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come in agreement. Thank you for answered prayers, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness. And Lord, even thank you when we don't understand what direction things are going. We may not understand the circumstances around us. But as your word says, Lord, in Proverbs 16:9, that a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. So thank you for your promise from your word, Lord, that when even we don't understand why things are happening the way they are, we can know and stand on your promise from your word that you are directing our steps. Your word is true, and you are faithful, Lord God. And thank you that you are ordering our steps. Your favor is with us and our families, Lord God. Continue to intervene on our behalf, Lord God, and even for our own family next week as we have celebration of life for my brother after a few months waiting period. Just be with us, Lord God, when we come together. We know he's with you, Lord. Thank you for the peace that you brought each one of us, and just thank you, Lord, that you are with all of us and our families. Continue, Lord, to have your work and your will in each one of our hearts and lives, and continue to guide and us, Lord God, in your perfect will, and allow us to let you mold and shape us, Lord, and prepare us for what you have ahead for us. We may not understand the shiftings and changes that happen sometimes, but you know what you are preparing us for, Lord God, what equipping you are doing in the middle of working on us. So thank you, Lord, that your will for us is for good and not for evil, plans to prosper. Thank you, Lord, for prosperity, for victory, for healing, for health, and breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you have allowed us to come together. For you said in your word, where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. And we thank God that you are here today. We come to lift up your name. Because without you, Father, we could do nothing. And Father, we come to glorify you and to magnify you, Father God. We just thank you for this day, Father God. And thank you for the gathering, how you have touched us, our bodies, Father, and bring us together, Father. We just ask you, Father, to look on our leaders, Father God, even our president, our mayors, our governor, all of those, Lord God, in authority. But we shall pray to them that we might live a quiet and a peaceful life. And Father, we thank you because we know that you are here, Father God. And Father, we give you praise, Father God, that anything, Father God, that is hindering anyone that's afflicted and afflicted, Father, we finish the rest in the name of Jesus, that we might walk, Father, to walk you have called us to walk and to talk the talk that you have called for us to talk. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we lift up your name everywhere we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, sit with me. Father, we know that in you, Father God, there is no sickness, and you don't even know death. But Father God, for you are in our midst tonight. Father, we just give you thanks and praise that you are touching everyone that is in the midst, in the name of Jesus. And we give you thanks and praise. Glory to your name.
Glory to your Father and our God, we thank you for the power of your word and the power of your blood. Our Father and our God, we thank you for allowing us to apply the blood to the community and the prison system. Our Father and our God, we look to you from which cometh our help. And our Father and our God, we ask that you would remember those that are caught in the middle of the system. We thank you, Father God, that you'll begin to break up that solid ground around the prison complex, the system of the prison. We ask you, Lord, that you would just move by your spirit and cause lawmakers that have influence to move and to be bold and to be strong. And we thank you, Father, for those that are caught in that system that have the blood applied to them, where they're part of a family that have raised them in the right direction. Father God, cause the net to go down and pull them up. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to make changes around that system, and we're looking to you and thanking you and giving you praise and glory for what you're about to do to revolutionize what the world has turned into a mess. We ask that you break it up, Father God, and bring a new solution. Cause us to break it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
Father God, Lord, we just thank you right now, God, for everything that you're doing in each and every one of our lives. Lord, we thank you, God, for the request that is put up before you, God. We pray for even the bereavement families that have lost loved ones, even unjustly, God. Lord, we pray against every violence, gun violence, and every victim, God. We pray, God, that justice will prevail, God. Lord, we pray, God, that every prayer will be answered, oh God, that is on this line and it's on live Facebook and all over the world. Lord, we pray, God, that you will answer prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father God, we just give you praise. We give you the thanks, my God, for you are our shepherd, oh God. We thank you, my God, for the ordering of our steps, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, my God, that we are able to stand before thee, my God, giving you praise, oh God. We pray for our neighbors, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for families, oh God, on this line, oh God. We pray for our children, oh God, that you cover them, oh God. Grandchildren, oh God. Hallelujah. Be mindful, oh God, of our very being, oh God. We thank you, my God, for health, my God, and strength. Oh God, my God. We thank you, my God, for your covering, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood that washed us, my God. Hallelujah. White as snow, oh God. We give you the praise, oh God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, oh God, and we will rejoice in it, my God. We'll lift our voice as a trumpet, oh God, unto you, Lord Jesus. Giving you praise, honor, and glory, my God, for all that you are doing in our lives, oh God. We thank you for victory, my God. Thank you for safety, my God, in our going out and our coming in, my God. Those who travel, my God, back and forth to work, oh God, cover them, my God. Those who travel by cars, oh God, watch out for them, oh God. Hallelujah. And we give you praise, my God, for we are your children, oh God. You created us, my God, and we perfected all things that concern us, oh God. Hallelujah. We just thank you for who you are in our life, oh God. We give you all the praise, oh God, all the honor and the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for every heart, every life, every person that is here on the line tonight, this morning, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to come before you in the morning, Father, and lift your name on high, Father God. We thank you for our families even now, Father God. We thank you for the children. We thank you for relationships, right partnerships, right people in our life, right connections even now, Father God. Order our steps, Father God. Blow a fresh wind of peace even now, Father God, in our lives, in our hearts, in our homes, Father God. Father, allow your covering angel to begin to take over each and every one of us even now, Father God. Father, allow your spirit to guide even our children and our young ones even now, Father God. And we continue to give you the glory, the praise, and the honor now and forever. Amen and amen and amen.
Dear God, I thank you for this day and that we could all be here today and that we woke up this morning and that we have this life on this earth and that we're doing good and that we get an education and that we have freedoms and that we have rights and that we have peace in the world and that littering and all this stuff, we can help against it so we can make the world a better place. And I just thank God for this day and that we could all be here with my family and that we're all doing well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for this day. And I hope you have a good day and have a good, thank you for the family. And so, amen.
Thank you, Father.
Father God, we thank this day for having a good day and the next day. Hope it's all positive, not negative. And I thank you for our family and. Amen.
Amen. And God, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you allowed us to be here. And God, I just thank you for everyone that's on this line. God, I ask that you send a covering angel over everyone's family that's here, God. And I thank you for anyone that's traveling, God, that they make it safely. And I ask that we have a day pleasing to you, God. And in your name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you with open hearts and open minds, God. Father God, we lift your name and we praise you, God, and we thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for our entrepreneurs. We thank you for our business owners. We thank you for our mothers and our fathers and our brothers and our sisters. God, we ask that you favor them and cover them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, hallelujah, as David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And your praise should continue to be in our mouth. Hallelujah. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, that your word says the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous and your ears are open to their cry. Hallelujah. The righteous cry and the Lord hears it and delivers them out of all their troubles. And Father God, as we cry out right now, we cry out for a pouring out of your spirit. We thank you, Father God, and we thank you that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Lord. And God, even as you pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Lord, pour out your spirit upon our sons and our daughters, that they should prophesy. Pour out your spirit upon our old men, that they should dream dreams. Pour out your spirit upon our young men, that they should see visions, Father God. Let there be a pouring out of your spirit, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that revival is coming into this, hallelujah, into America like never before. Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus, that there be reconciliation in the body of Christ, that there be reconciliation around our families, God. In the name of Jesus, let there be reconciliation around our political world. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus that there be reconciliation in our finances and our businesses, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough right now. We plead your blood over every family right now. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over every prophet and prophetess on this line. We plead the blood of Jesus over our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, and Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, and their beloved family and grandchildren right now. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus over Prophetess Mother, hallelujah, Mary Barron, and her entire family right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over Prophetess, hallelujah, Sabrina Yates and her family. Prophetess Tijuana Jones and her family right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over Prophet Brianna Mitchell right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over my son, Prophet Cecil Smart right now, in the name of Jesus. Cover Shekinah International Ministry with your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. God, give us power to attain wealth. Give us seed to sow and bread to eat. God, you said, hallelujah, you will give us, hallelujah, power to attain wealth in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now that you are our peacemaker. Can I never want a petition and be our peacemaker, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we call on Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer right now. Heal every sick body right now and diseased body in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for victory and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
And Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for every word, every utterance that was said on tonight. Father, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father, we thank you, Lord, for safety and protection in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your angels will surround us as we move forward in our day, Father. But Father, we know that this is the day that you have made, and Father, we will rejoice in it, Father. And Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, that every prayer request, every utterance that has been said tonight, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you already hasten to perform it, and we give you praise even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now as we move into this day, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you would move with us, Father. Father, open up our mouth, and as we speak, Lord, let our words be of you, Lord. As we move, let our movement be of you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this temple, this body, Lord, that you have allowed us to move in, that will give us transportation, that will cause us to communicate. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're raising up our army, a righteous, a holy army. And Father, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that every prayer has already been answered in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for those that are sick and those that are shut in. Father, we thank you right now. You said, send your word, and you brought healing. You brought strength. And Father, we speak your word in the name of Jesus, and we say it is so in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that we are moving forward in you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that no weapon shall that shall come will not prevail in the name of Jesus. We just thank you in the name of Jesus that we are rising up, Father. Anoint us afresh, Father. Move as you see fit, Father. Father, touch our loved ones, Lord. Touch every family, every household that's on this call tonight, Father. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, that every individual that joined us on Facebook today, Father, touch them, Father, in a very special way, Father. Touch them and let them know, Lord, that you have not forgotten about them, but let them know, Lord, that you remember them, Father. In the name of Jesus, those that are on the call tonight, Father, touch, renew, and revive in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even our children are blessed, Father. Father, you said train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they grow up, Lord, they will not depart, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that they're coming back home, and they will know you, and they will not abort their purpose, but they will embrace it in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we love you, Lord. We love to call upon your name, Father. But Father, you said, we call upon your name, we shall be saved, Father. And Father, we give you praise, we give you thanks, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord, that this day will be one of the best days that we have ever experienced. We thank you, Lord, because you're going to load us daily with benefits. And we embrace it, and we say yes, and we say thank you in advance for everything that you're going to do. Order our footsteps, Father, but as you order it, Father, we know that it shall be right, Father. Touch our leaders in high places, Lord. Touch our president. Touch our spiritual leaders. Touch our churches. Touch our community. Touch this land and bring healing to this land in the name of Jesus. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, one and all. We just love you, and we just thank God for you. Amen, amen. We want to encourage you to join us every night. 7 days a week, we are on the wall. We are not coming down. Why should we come down when we're doing a good work for the Lord? Amen? So we are about our Father's business, and we're going to keep on keeping on. I just want to give a shout-out to those that were on Facebook, Dawn Coleman, my sister, Sister Yvette, Regina, Marianne. We just want to thank God for everyone that was on this call. Tracy Hart, First Lady. Leading lady, yeah. Tracy Hobbs. I want to give her a shout out. Thank God for her. I just love you to life. I enjoyed our day that we had at Bishop Womack because we believe that wholeness starts in every aspect of your life, body, soul, and spirit. The Bible tells us, beloved, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as that soul prospers. I just want to give her a shout out. And so, all my friends and so all my family, I just love you. I just love you to life and thank God for you. And listen, come on the call. Give me a call. Give me a shout out. But listen, Deborah, I want to come on the call. I want to join you. And we just want to love you. And we just want to just enjoy you. I'm going to decrease because probably. Yeah, and not only that, post your picture with your pajamas on. You have to, Naomi. Thank you, Naomi. Post your picture with your pajamas on and the family and stuff. We're going to post our picture and stuff. We're going to post the grandchildren's picture. We're just going to have some poster. And why am I you posting it? Why don't you ask for more? And one thing that you want God to do for you. One thing, because I'm reminded in Psalms 27 and verse 4, as David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. There are some things that you've been believing and desiring the Lord for. It's not going to come except you seek for it. And as David began to declare that and make that prophetic declaration, he received what he wanted from the Lord. So people of God, listen, post your picture with your pajamas on, and we're just going to have fun because love you to life. And write that one thing down that you want God to do, because we as a family, we as a body of Christ, we're going to join with you, and we're going to touch and agree in the name of Jesus that it shall be so, because the Bible says when two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. And can I tell you, God is in this place.
Yes,
God is in this place, and not only in this place, God is in your place. God lives on the inside of you. Amen? So God walks with you. So listen, it's going to happen and it's going to take place. We just give God praise. Right now I'm going to have my daughter, Prophetess Naomi. She's going to come give you some announcements. But listen, join us. We would love to have you. We would love to hear from you because we are fans. Amen. I may not know you name by name or face by face, but can I tell you, we are spirit, and spirit has connected us, and spirit has joined us. I just feel breakthrough in the air. I just feel God is breaking the back of lack. He's breaking some things that you've been dealing with, and frustrations, upsets, confusion, whatever it might be. I want you to know tonight that God is at work, and God has already started. It's not he's going to do it. He has already started the work, and you're going to be amazed, and you're going to be blessed. Amen. So, Father, now I'm going to decrease with Naomi, and you're going to see some pictures of us. We're going to be posting. We're just going to have fun in the Lord, and we're going to do this again. Prophet Naomi, I just thank you, and she's going to be letting me know when we're going to do this the next time. Amen. Because we want you, we want to see you say it. We want to see you in the jams and rejoicing and lifting up the name of Jesus. Because that's the name they always pray in my faith. Prophet Naomi.
Amen, amen. I want to thank you all. Thank you so much, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Archbishop, want to let everyone know, be back here on this live conference call line at 9 a.m. Be here at 9 a.m. and you're going to be having the lead prophet is going to be with Prophetess Bethany Jordan and the Archbishop, our master prophet, who's going to be on the line. So definitely be on that line at 9 a.m. Also, check your emails. Check your emails because there are special messages that is there just for you. Okay, I just want to say good night and God bless, and we will be back here at 11:55 p.m.
And we're gonna go get some food. We got some fresh food. We don't have time. We got some fresh food, good food, some good water, and we're gonna enjoy the Lord. Amen. The night is young, and we're gonna rejoice. Amen. Love you tonight. Peace and blessings to everyone, and thank you.
Amen.
Love you too. Good night, Pastor. Good night, Prophet.
God bless. Good night.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Love you.